Morning. Today's daf in Gittin is Samach Dalet. Thank Loop and Foundation for sponsorship of the daf. Daf is Lonesh Echad Nishmas Liba Gabriela Bashmuel. We're behind. We're on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Let's make an attempt today to catch up to at least the Mishnah on Samach Talmud Beis. So we have a lot we would like to cover. Let's try to move a little bit quicker. We are in the middle of a discussion in the Gemara that we started yesterday regarding a miscommunication that takes place between the shliach and the husband. Shliach does not fully represent himself properly, as we already learned. We started yesterday the sixth parak of the Masechta, and as we learned yesterday, there are two kinds of shlichus, and then there was a possible third type of shliach as well. The two types of shlichus mentioned in the Mishnah is a shliach la'olacha, a shliach la'kabbalah. Shliach la'olacha is when the husband sends a get in the hands of his appointed shliach. So now that shliach is a representative of him, the husband, and so now as the shliach is delivering, he is acting on behalf of the husband and going to be delivering the get on behalf of the husband. As a result of that, the Mishnah teaches us that if the husband would like to retract from his shlichus, he may do so at any point in time, as long as it's still in the hands of the shliach la'olacha. On the other hand, there's also what's called the shliach la'kabbalah. Shliach la'kabbalah is when the woman appoints the shliach to accept the get on her behalf. Once the get gets into the hands of her shliach la'kabbalah, she is divorced. As we pointed out yesterday, the one fundamental difference that exists between shliach la'olacha and shliach la'kabbalah is minuei shlichus. When you appoint the shliach, so a shliach la'olacha does not need to appoint it in front of Edom, and a shliach le'kabbalah does need to appoint in front of Edom. So that's a basic difference between the two. Although the Mishnah and the Gemara does not articulate that distinction, the Rambam does, and we'll see that the Mishnah later on this morning is going to be a source for the Rambam. And then as we learned yesterday, there could also be a third type of shliach, and that's a shliach le'hava'a, a shliach to deliver the get to me. The woman appoints a shliach to be not the acceptor on her behalf, but just simply to deliver it. She basically appoints a courier to go get the get and deliver it to her. So this is a shliach lahava. And what we discussed yet, and let me just to articulate in this case, a shliach lahava. So the get does not become affected until it gets into her hands. Because the shliach that she appoints is not going to be a shliach lekabbalah, but rather a shliach lahava to bring it to her. What we discussed yesterday was a miscommunication that takes place between the shliach and the husband, where the shliach turns to the husband and misrepresents exactly what he was. So if you take a look at the Gemara all the way back on Samach Beis Amud Beis, where the Gemara introduces the discussion, so we're not going all the way back here, but I'm just setting us up for today, for the rest of yesterday's daf. Itmar, the Gemara starts off, Havaligiti Vishtech Amra His kabeligiti. She says to the shliach, "I want you to bring me my get." He says, meaning the shliach says, "His kabeligiti, that I was set up as a shliach lekabbalah," which isn't true. Meaning he was set up only as a shliach lahava, not a shliach lekabbalah. V'hu amar helachem asha amra. And he says whatever she says, but what the problem, of course, is that he was misinformed. He was not properly told what she said. He thought that she said a shliach la'kabbalah, but that's not true. It's a shliach la'hava. So here you have now a failure of communication. And now what becomes of the get in such a scenario? Failure of communication. So the Gemara quotes in the name of Rav, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Abaravu, Amar Rav Afilu Higia Get Liyadai Namagarashes. So the get is not going to be a good get. That's the opinion of Rav. And the reason why, as we already pointed out yesterday, is that that failure of communication basically is mevatel the shlichus. It nullifies the shlich, and therefore the get is not going to be a good get. That was the Gemara's discussion that we started with yesterday. We're going to continue now in the Gemara, right where we left off yesterday. Tashma. Tashma is where we left off yesterday. It's right in the middle of the Amud Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara is going to quote a brisa to try to prove or disprove the opinion of Rav. Tashma, the Gemara quotes a brisa of Eligiti. So once again, her instruction was bring me the get. Vishtacham reis kabel Eligiti. And again, along comes the shliach to the husband and presents himself and says, "Hi, I'm a shliach lekabbalah. I'm going to accept on her behalf." His kabel Eligiti vishtacham rahav Eligiti, or the other way around. Where she appoints the shliach as a shliach lekabbalah, and he goes and he presents himself, misrepresents himself as a shliach lahava. He's just a he's saying, "I'm just a courier." V'hu amer holech v'tein la zachila v'hiskabel la. And then here the husband says, now in the original position, in the original case, the husband says whatever she said. Here, however, he says no. Well, he doesn't say no, but here he says, Holech v'teinla, zachila v'hiskabala. So he says what seemingly is any one of these languages. So at that point in time, he can be chozer. In other words, at this point in time, the shliach is a shliach la'olacha, not a shliach la'kabbalah. Mishigia get liyada migereshes, but once it gets into her hand, the gerushin would be a good gerushin. So the Gemara is now saying, look, let's see what just happened in this brisa. What we just saw in this brisa is that the husband was misinformed. Either the shliach was a shliach l'kabbalah and he presented himself as a shliach l'hava, or the shliach was actually a shliach l'hava and he presented himself as a shliach l'kabbalah. And what happened was is that the husband used any one of the following languages: holech la, right, zachila, or his kabbalah. Now, my love, kabbalah, a kabbalah v'holacha, a holacha. So the Gemara says, now, in such a scenario, what happened? So he presented himself as one way, and the husband said, either holech or his kabbal. So isn't the case of his kabbal going on the case where his kabbal, meaning what the Gemara is now suggesting is that in a scenario where the shliach in fact was a shliach kabbalah, and the husband said, I want you to be miskabbal on her behalf, and yet, well, the only thing that's going to happen is that the shliach is going to now turn into shliach laholacha, even though it was misrepresented. And didn't we say, according to Rav, that a misrepresentation immediately negates the shlichus? So the Gemara says, lo, kabbalah aholacha v'aholacha kabbalah. So the Gemara says, e kabbalah aholacha mechi gita liyada la'alta lehave gita. So the Gemara says, now, if the case is where where he said the word his kabel, so if he said the word his kabel, so doesn't the get become effective immediately once it gets into the hands of the shliach? Shamas mina da dibur di de kasamich. So hachi hashta. The Gemara says again, these cases are not comparable. Hasim kamerlei helach kamash amra. In the original case, again, the husband, when he handed over the get to the shlich, he says whatever she said. But over here, that's not true. Over here, the husband was very clear in terms of his instruction of how he wanted the get to be handed over to the shlich, either as a shlich la'olacha or as a shlich la'kabbalah. So over here, it's different than in the previous case. Tan Rabban, the Gemara now quotes the Braisa. His kabbalah giti. Okay, so here we go again. The wife says, I want you to serve as my shlech l'kabbalah. The shliach does the same thing in kind. Actually, no miscommunication here. The shliach actually says, I am a shlech l'kabbalah. So far, so good. Everyone's now on the same page. V'hu omer, now the husband, as he's handing over the get to the shliach, what does he say? Holech v'tein la. Zachila v'hiskabala. He uses any one of these lashonas of either holech, or Zachi, or his Kabbal. Rasalachzor lo yachzor. So according to the Tanakama, so he cannot be chozer, because he didn't change the nature of the shliach. The shlichus, as set up by the woman, was a shlich l'kabbalah. The shlich himself, when he presented himself, was present himself as a shlich l'kabbalah. And even though he used a language which may be interpreted to negate that which was appointed, still, in other words, he didn't cancel the shlichus as a shlich l'kabbalah. And so therefore, imrasa lachzor lo yachzor. So once a husband hands over the get to the shliach, he cannot recant. Rabbi Nosson amar holech v'tein la, rasa lachzor yachzor. Rabbi Nosson's of the opinion that if he says either holech v'tein, I'm sorry, not either. If he says holech v'tein la, so then rasa lachzor yachzor. Zachi la v'iskabel, rasa lachzor lo yachzor. So Rabbi Nosson makes a split in terms of what the husband does. If the husband, when he hands the get over to the sheikh, says holech, so what he's doing effectively is changing the nature of the shliach, converting the shliach from a shliach lekabbalah to a shliach laholacha. Mashenkin, if he said either the word zachi or if he said the word his kabel, so then he's not effectively changing the shliach of the changing the status of the shliachus. And
if you change the shliachus,
No. That was only when there was a miscommunication. Here there was no miscommunication. He presented himself correctly as a Shleich LeKabbalah. It's just that the husband says, I'm not going to give it to you as a Shleich LeKabbalah. I'm going to give it to you as a Shleich LeHalacha. That he can do. But in other words, the only question we had was a miscommunication. Rabbi Omer...
What can a husband change his shlichus to somebody else?
It's a rejection of one, and then an acceptance of something else. When he's saying holech, he's saying I'm rejecting you as a shlich kabbalah. I'm not going to use you as a shlich kabbalah. Now let's start again. I'm going to hand it to you now as a shlich lo
lacha. How can he do that? It's not his shlichah. It's not his shlichah.
He
already has a function shlichah.
Good, so he's rejecting him as his function. He's rejecting. Rabbi Omer b'kula nimratz alachzor lo yachzor. And Rabbi says in all these cases that he cannot recant. Aval im amar lo. E efshi shitka b'la ela holech v'tein la. Ratz alachzor yachzor. So Rabbi says, if he, however, even if he hands the Torah and uses any one of these lashonos of his kabel or zachi or holech, so according to Rabbi, the shlich still maintains as a shlich kabbalah, which means that you can't recant. And the Gemara in just a second is going to point out, Rabbi is just echoing the opinion of the Tanakhama. In fact, what's the difference between Rabbi and the Tanakhama? The Gemara is about to ask that question. Rabbi says the only way to change the shlichus is by saying specifically, hi, I'm changing the shlichus. Meaning, if he says explicitly, I'm rejecting you as a shlich l'kabbalah, and I'm only going to give it to you as a shlich l'halacha, then and only then is your shlich going to convert into a shlich l'halacha. The Gemara is going to get to that in just a second. So, Rebbe, Heinu Tanakama. So the Gemara says now, what just happened in this Brisa? Three opinions, but opinion one and three are essentially identical. Rebbe and Tanakama are one and the same. So it could be that what Rebbe's coming to add or to teach us is Efshi, meaning that that what you can do is you can reject and accept. Or the Gemara just simply telling us nothing more than that the author of the Tanakhama is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Ibailu, the Gemara's question now is, Holech l'Rabbi Nasan, Kizichi dami, Olav kizichi dami. Look, we know what Rabbi Nasan said back in the Braisa. Rabbi Nasan said that if you say the words Holech, if you say the words holech, so according to Rabbi Nasan, you are by definition changing the shlichus into shlich la'olacha. Right? Back in the Braisa, Rabbi Nasan Amar, holech v'tein la, ratz alachzor yachzor. So if you say zachir, he's kabel, so then that is a lashon of Kabbalah, maintaining the shlich la'kabbalah as the shlich la'kabbalah. So the Gemara now wants to know that according to... Okay, Ibailahu. Halech l'Rabbi Nasan. Now, we know that according to Rabbi Nasan, Holech is changing the Shlech into Shlech l'Holacha. We know that Zachila is Kabel and keeps her as a Shlech l'Kabbalah. The Gemara says it wasn't a Lashon that was discussed by Rabbi Nasan, and that is Halech. Halech is a more, slightly more aggressive, here, take it. Right? Send it to her. So now, kizichidami or lav kizichidami? How to understand halach? Is halach more similar to holech, which means send it to her, but it's not hers until she actually receives it, otherwise known as a shlich l'halacha, or no? Halach is like saying zachila, which would maintain the shlich as a shlich kabbalah. So the Gemara says, Tashma omer is kabbal gezel ishti, o holech gezel ishti. Ratz alachzor yachzor, isha shama is kabbal giti. Ratz alachzor lo yachzor. So here in the Braisa, actually I should say rather in the Mishnah, in the language of iskabel or holech, so that is a lashon of shlich l'holacha. His kabel agiti ratz alachzor lo yachzor. His kabel, if the woman says his kabel, so that's a shlich l'kabbalah. My love, we are now on the top of Samach Gimel Amud Beis. So the Gemara from the Mishnah wants to make the following diuk. My love, behelech v'rabbi nasan. So the Gemara says, lo, beholech v'rabbi. So isn't the Mishnah describing a scenario of helech? To which the Gemara says, no. The Mishnah is describing a scenario of holech, and the Mishnah is going like Rabbi. Tashma l'fichach imam lo habal yefshi shetikaba la ela holech v'tein la ratz alachzor yachzor. So the Mishnah described a scenario where the husband changes the nature of the shlich. Shlich comes as a shlich l'kabbalah, and the husband says, no, I'm going to turn you around, and you're going to become my shlich, shlich la'olacha. Time adamar yefshi ha lo amar yefshi ratz alachzor lo yachzor. Now, it's only because he said specifically yafshi, where he is explicitly trying to convert the shliach from a shliach kabbal shliach lo'olachem. But if he didn't, and he just simply said the word holech, so then it sounds like the shliach maintains as a shliach kabbalah. So my la behelech Rabbi Nasan. Now, isn't the language that he's using is helech, and isn't the Mishnah then going to be a good proof that according to Rabbi Nasan, the word helech is still like saying zoche? Lo beholech for Rabbi. No, it's going like he said holech, and it's going like Rabbi. Tashma holech gezel ishti rasalachzor yachzor. Helech gezel ishti rasalachzor lo yachzor. Oh, so we finally have a brisa, and the brisa makes a very simple distinction between saying the word holech versus saying the word helech. Man shamet ledamra beholech rasalachzor yachzor. So who's of the opinion that the word holech converts the shliach into a shliach lo olacha? Rabbi Nasan. V'kamer behelech rasalachzor lo yachzor shmamina. Helech kizachidam shmamina. So the Gemara says, wonderful. From this brisa, it is very clear, it's evident, that saying the word helech, according to Rabbi Nasan, is domet, similar to saying the word zachila, and therefore when the husband says the word helech, and the shliach was already appointed as a shliach lekabbalah, the shliach maintains a shliach as being a shliach lekabbalah. Good. So, she says, I want you to accept the get on my behalf, otherwise known as appointing the shliach as a shliach lekabbalah. And he presents her, represents her as, sorry, he represents himself as being a shliach lekabbalah. So, okay, so far so good, no miscommunication, no misinformation. V'hu amer holech v'tein la. So, and he says, holech v'tein la. Now, he doesn't say yefshi, he doesn't reject, he just simply says the words holech v'tein la. Am rabbi abba, am rav huna, am rav nasa shlucho v'shlucha. So at that point in time, we don't know what kind of shliach now the shliach is. Meaning, we don't know if he absolutely rejected the shliach of Kabbalah and converted him over to a shliach ha'olacha, or maybe no. Maybe the holech v'tein la, the ambiguity of holech v'tein la, meant that he looked to maintain the shliach as a shliach kabbalah. We simply do not know. V'choletzes. And so therefore, what should be, meaning in a state now where we do not know what the nature of the shliach is. Now, by the way, the Gemara is about to tell us choletzes, obviously. If the get is in fact delivered, so then miman of shach. Either it was a shliach l'olach and the get was good, or it's a shliach l'kabbalah and the get's good. But in the scenario where the get never made it to her, and then the husband died, so was she divorced or was she not divorced? We don't know. We don't know what kind of shliach the shliach was. So now, if it was a shliach l'olacha, no good. If it was a shliach l'kabbalah, it's good, but we don't know. And we don't know if he effectively changed the nature of the shlichus. So now what? Now he died, and they died childless, and there's a surviving brother, and there may be yibum, but again, yibum is a double-edged sword. If there's a mitzvah of yibum, then you're doing a mitzvah. If there's no mitzvah of yibum, so then there's an isser of eshesach. So what do you do? Chalitza. Okay, so now the Gemara says, now I'm a little bit confused because the word holech, you're telling me that according to Rav, he has some sort of suffix in terms of what holech is. The Gemara says, so let's say we leave the world of Gidden and we enter into the world of Mamras. And I owe somebody money. I owe him $100. So I go over to a shlich and I say with instructions of holech mana zeloploni, give this money to so-and-so. And I use the word holech. I'm Rav. Now Rav says, keen on Rav. Rav says, chai b'achriyuso. V'im ba'lachzer ain't a chozer. So on one hand, you're going to be responsible for the money until the money gets into the recipient's hands. But furthermore, Rav also says that once the money enters into his hands, you cannot retract from that shlichus. Because holich is tantamount to saying zachila. Meaning I want you to accept it on his behalf. So, hasam. So now the Gemara is bothered because it's pretty clear from that case of Mamanos that the word holech means I want you to be zoche on her behalf. So over here, why should Rav have a suffix? Over here, we're discussing a scenario where the woman set up the shliach as a shliach l'kabbalah. When he presents himself as a shliach l'kabbalah. And then the husband says the word holech, according to Rav, what's the question? Holech is tantamount to zachi, as we just saw together in the case of Mamanos. Hasam safek mamona l'kula. So the Gemara says, slow down. You just compared a case of Mamnas to the case of Gittin. The Gemara says it's not a fair comparison. It's not a good comparison. In the case of Mamon, so the Gemara uses the word Mekel. Mekel is not for our purposes, perhaps the best way to express it or to understand it, there's no kula by mammon. What does that mean? It just simply means that he owes the money. It was handed over to somebody on behalf of the person it was owed to. So at that point in time, we're going to say, even though he used the word holech, holech is meant to be understood as a zachi. But hacha safik isur lechumra. But over here, we're talking about now not a suffix of Bamanos, a suffix of Isser. And it could very well be that the word holech over there was intended to change the shlichus from a shlech kabbalah to a shlech holacha. And we do not know. And this is no longer just a case of Bamanos, this is a case of Isser. And so therefore, we're going to be machmer.
Why is the sender still responsible for the money till he gets to the wife? I mean, if the agent already accepted it.
Well, you're asking on the case of the mummers and the case of the gid?
Mummers.
Right, okay.
It's like, it couldn't be. Either here, it's still there.
Right, okay. Totally understood. But ultimately, he's chayv to pay. Meaning it's a case where he has a chayvus already. So that is chayvus demands that the money gets to the hand of the recipient. So, okay.
Yeah, but the moment is a schus for the mamre, so you could say zochel or dushel
or okay, but
and get is a choyv, so maybe
okay, could be.
In the oil there is not a schus.
Could be. Schus for the mamre, but also at the same time it's a choyv for the lova. So it's not, you know. Okay. Amar Rav, ina isha osa shlich l'kabala gitam yashlich ba'ala. So a woman can make a shlich lekabala gitam yashlich bala. So Rav is of the opinion that a woman can set up a shlich lekabala after the husband already set up a shlich laolacha. Meaning, let's think about this. As we learned in our Mishnah, a husband can set up a shlich laolacha. We also learned the Mishnah, a shlich can set up a shlich lekabala. What Rav is teaching us is that this can happen on the same exchange of a get, meaning that the husband sets up a shlich laolacha to deliver the get. The wife is there, sitting in her house, ready to receive it. She's like, you know what? I'm not going to receive it myself. I'll set up a shlich l'kabbala. And why not? Each one is a representative of the shlich l'olacha represents the husband. Shlich l'kabbala represents a woman. So it's good. So it's tantamount to the get going from the hand of the husband to the hand of the wife. It's fine. Rev Chanina Amar Isha Osa Shlich l'kabbal. Sorry. Let me do that again. I'm sorry. Right, yeah. Okay. It just clicked in my head. I realized. Okay. Amar Rav Ein Ha Isha Osa Shlech LeKabala Gita Miyash Shlech Bala. Okay, sorry. Everything I said is correct. It's just not, I didn't represent Rav's position. Okay. Rav says he can't do it for reasons we're about to articulate. Because Misvara, it should work. Rav Chanina Amar Isha Osa Shlech LeKabala Gita Miyash Shlech Bala. Okay, so Rav Chanina says it does work. My time of the Rav. Okay, so now, the Gemara says, now what's behind the position of Rav? Why shouldn't it work? Because it should. So the Gemara is going to give two arguments. Now we did this already earlier in the Masechta, let's say this again. Issue number one is Bizayin Dabal, meaning the husband set up a shliach laholacha to deliver the get. His intent is that the wife should receive it. And now the wife is going to set up a shliach. Meaning, come on. I wanted you to receive the get. Now, I understand they're getting a divorce. It's not exactly like, you know, him being offended in the severance of the relationship should be the end of the world. But nevertheless, though, in terms of him delivering the get, we also have to go after what his intent was. His intent was to only have the wife receive it and not a shlich of the wife receive it. So, one way to understand Rav is that it's a bizayon. The husband is effectively saying, I don't want the get to be delivered to a shlich of the wife. I want it to go to the wife directly. Now, let's think this through just one more second. What if the wife sets up a shlich l'kabbalah and he hands it to the shlich l'kabbalah? You mean to tell me it's not going to be good? Of course in that case it's going to be good. But there, the husband's effectively telling us what he wants. By him handing it to the shlich l'kabbalah, he's essentially saying, I want to give it to the shlich l'kabbalah. But once he sets up a shlich l'olacha, the svar of the Gemara now is that he wants and only wants it to go directly into the hands of the wife. That's one svara. Another svar of the Gemara in terms of why it shouldn't work is chatzera habam l'achem ikan. Again, as we pointed out earlier, what does that mean? We're concerned about the following. as we pointed out, of course, in theory it should work. There's no reason why it shouldn't work. However, we are concerned about maybe it would translate into a similar circumstance. What's a similar circumstance? Let's say the following. Let's say the husband takes a get, puts it down in a chatzer. Okay? And then we'll make a kinyan on the chatzer into the possession of the wife. That's a good get, right? It is absolutely not going to be a good get. Why? Because a get by definition has to be v'nasan l'yada. It has to go from him to her. And even though she acquired the chatzer, but only after he put the get down in the chatzer, there was no transfer of the get from him to her. So now, here's what we're worried about. Even though in this case of the double shliach, where he sets up a shliach and she sets up a shliach, it works. Of course it works. And he's handing the get to her. He, the extension of him, is handing the get to her, the extension of her. It works. But once you allow this, people will assume, well, there's no difference between this case and the case of the chatzer. So therefore, the chacham made a gzeira for fear that the people will use this case and then extend it to the case of the chatzer. Might be now, we could be now, the Gemara says now, these two reasons in terms of explaining Rav, why it doesn't work, the double shliach, is the kadmei v'shavir shliach meikara. So the Gemara says, what if she were to set up her shliach with Kabbalah first? If you're worried about a chatzer abalach mikan, no worries. Because over here, she was the one who set up the shliach first. If you're worried about bizayon de baal, then you need to be worried. Because it could be that still the husband is not interested in the get going into the hands of the shliach of the wife. He's interested in it going directly to the wife. How gavad deshadar la gita le devasayo? There's a man who sent a get to his wife through a shliach. Azo shliach ashkecha ki asva v'kalisa. And v'kalisha. And the woman is there and she's kneading. Amar la helech itech. So he says to her, here's your get. Amar le lehavi biyadcha. She says, well, hold on to it. Meaning, what I'd like you to do is, do me a favor. Yeah, accept it on my behalf. Okay, why not? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why not. Amar Rav Nachman im isa le derabbi chanina avdi ba'uvda. So he says, look, we agree with Rabbi Chanina, right? You could set up a double shliach. Isn't this no different? So Amalei Rav Avi im isa le derabbi chanina avdi ba'uvda. So to which Rava says, you can't do this. Halo chazar shlichus eitzel habal. I'm sorry. Halo chazar shlichus eitzel habal. I'm sorry. Yeah. Eitzel habal kama shachula kamed rabbi amei shalach lehu lechazar shlichus eitzel habal. So the Gemara says it's not going to be good. And the reason why is because, and we also point this out early in the Masechta, this is the second time we're learning this point, and that is the following. You want to be a successful shliach, here's what you have to do. The definition of a successful shliach is where you are appointed to do a mission, you've done your mission, and you can go back to the mishalech and say, mission accomplished. And if you cannot go through that motion, you're by definition not going to be a good shliach. Let's consider what just happened over here. This particular shliach was set up as a shliach la'olah. He goes over to the woman. He says to the woman, here's your get. The woman says, do me a favor. Would you mind becoming my shliach la'kabbalah? You see, now the problem is that at no point in time can he go back to the mishalech and say, I did my mission. Your mission was to hand the get to somebody. I did it. He never could say that. Effectively now, that's not going to be a good shliach. The definition of a shliach is where you can go back and return to the shliach and say, check, mission accomplished.
So when the previous case we had, when the husband changed a woman's one, he changed it. She sent him to Kabbalah and he made a whole offer.
Again, I understand. I don't see
it. The wife and said, I did it.
I hear you. I'll say it one more time. Because I don't see it as a kasha at all. And I say this respectfully. No, I hear you. Because here, in that case, what you're asking, he's rejecting the shliach altogether. He's saying, you are not a shliach l'kabbalah, period.
Now, she didn't.
Right. And now let's start again. Now, you want to deliver the get for me? Yes? Good. No? Okay. Meaning there, he's not converting the... It's a rejection, and now it's a new story. Okay, the Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Nisyashi B'davar I'm sorry. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Nisya Sheba Dabar. Hadu Shalchu Kamad Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Kohani Shalchu Lei Va'azlei Ki Hechad Mesafka Lulidu Hachanami Mesafka Lan Lididan. So the Gemara says it's a suffix for you people, it's a suffix for us as well. Havadav Shaberba Vadav Shaberba Choletzes. So the Gemara says, and since we do not know whether or not this get was effectively delivered or not, so this is now a suffix on a Dav Shaberba. And once again, like we said earlier this morning, because we don't know if the Shlichus was effectively changed or not, we don't know if the get was delivered or not. In the event that the husband dies, we don't know if she was a divorcee or a widow. Chalitza. So have a uvda v'tzichur rav yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta get v'chalitza. In a scenario in which he required a get and a chalitza, the Gemara says, "What tarte? You needed both? No, get mechayim v'chalitza l'achar misa. No, in the event that the husband was still alive, so he required her to give a get once again because we don't know if the get was effectively delivered or not. In the case where the husband died, he would require chalitza.
Could you use the same get?
It's a good question. I'm unsure. Hauda Bakarile Nafasa Azl Saade Kasa Tafasa. Okay, so the wife's name was Nafasa with a nun in the front. When the sofer was commissioned in front of the Adam to write the get, so instead of writing Nafasa with a nun in the front, so he wrote Tafasa with a tes, sorry, with a tuf in the front. Amravisa Bashmo Bamata Mishme Dravasu Adam Shechusam. So now the Gemara says a halacha over in the name of Rav, which is the Adam have done their shlichus, meaning that they delivered this get, albeit it's a puzzle get, but in other words, that's it. Shlichus is now terminated. If you want to do this again, you're going to have to do a new appointment. The Gemara says, why in the world would you argue that the shlichus is now effectively over? It's not over. What was the instruction? The instruction was to write a good get. You didn't. It'd be tantamount, says the Gemara, to saying write a get on a piece of shard. Or write a shard and hand it over to her. Meaning, if the get was not written well, it is nothing. The shlichus has not been accomplished. Look, I'll tell you where I can hear your argument. Let's say the get was effectively righted and correctly written, and then we lost the get. Then I can hear the argument of, well, now this shlichus is over, and if you want to do it again, you're going to have to do another minui once again. The Gemara says, no, what are you talking about? This shlichus was predicated on the writing and the delivery of a good get. Over here, the shlichus was not, hey, do me a favor, write a good get and put it in your pocket and hold it for safekeeping. No, the shlichus was on both the writing and the delivery. Alam Rav Nachman Kosvim Venosna Nafilo Me'apa'amim, and so Rav Nachman says that your shlichus is not going on the writing, your shlichus is going on the effective delivery of the get. And even if it means that we're going to have to do this another 100 times, it doesn't matter. Once you have a minui, once you have an appointment of a sofer and a shliach, so then that appointment is going to work until the get is effectively delivered. If I said write the get and give it to the shliach, mahu saluki salek lahu odilma letircha didhu chayish. So take a look at Rashi over here. Kizvav tenu l'shliach. Rashi writes l'shliach shali sheminisi, a shliach that I appointed. V'chein asu v'avad b'derech. And what happened was is that they lost it on the way. Mi amrin asu koshli chusam v'nistalku. So now do we say that the entire shlichus was done? O Dilma, next Rashi. Hainami ad shiavo get li yadav tizkarish. Asan shluchin lichtov ela l'tircha didhu chash shalol l'hatri. The only reason why it was the husband gave the allowance for the writer of the get to pass it off to a shliach is to basically give him a little bit of a break. Meaning, I really want you to write the get and to deliver the get, but you know what? Just hand it off to a shliach and I'd be fine with that. So now, how do we understand the instructions of the husband? That the mission was only to write and deliver the get to a shliach? Or really, fundamentally, the mission was to write the get and deliver it? But you know what? you can take a little bit of a break and just give it to a shliach. So, and effectively, the difference now between these two ways of looking at it is, what if the get was lost on the way? Can they rewrite the get because really mission has not yet been accomplished, or no? Can they not rewrite the get because mission has effectively been accomplished? The Gemara says, Amale Ravina la Rav Ashi, v'yolich lamahu. The way Rashi understands this now, this is like operating under the style of Imtim Salomar. Let's take a look at Rashi. Imtim Salomar Bahakalo Amar Ela Kisvu Vitnula Shliach, Veim Kasva Vinasulo, Vavad, the Asul Shikhusam, the Ha Komash Shitsivam, Gamar Vasu. Hachamai. So if the instruction was to write and to give it over, what would be the case over here? Me Amrin and Kevin to Amar Kisva Vitnu Lishliach Viyolichla. Here he added one additional word. The one additional word that he added was and deliver. So Asan Shluchim Lachzer Velechtov Ashi Agiliada, Lakach Perishlam Kokach, Odomaloshna. Even though he added the word vayolech, is that now part of the original instruction? Which means then that if the get doesn't get over to the recipient, to the woman, they still have the right to rewrite the get again and to deliver the get again, or maybe it doesn't make a difference. Teiku, the Gemara leaves this question unresolved. And finally, finishing up the sugya, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Af Omeres Toli Giti Imras Alachzer Lo Yachzer. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel adds the language of Tol. Tan Rabbanan Toli Sali Yehali Biyadcha Kulan Loshen Kabbalahein. The Gemara quotes a brisa that adopts the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, together with a couple of other terminologies. Sali, carried for me. Yehali Biyadcha. So those are all lashonos of Kabbalah. Okay. We are on the Mishnah on the bottom of Samach Gimel Amud Beis. We are starting today's daf. The Mishnah begins, Aisha Sha'amar is Kabbalah Giti Giti. Tzrich Hashtei Kite Eidim. A woman who wants to set up a Shlech LaKabbalah. Here's the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah doesn't make a stark contrast between the Shlech LaKabbalah and the Shlech LaHalacha like the Rambam does, but here's the Mishnah essentially, effectively, giving us what the Rambam taught us, which is that for Shlech LaKabbalah, the woman has to set up the Shlech in front of witnesses. Unlike, says the Rambam, by Shlech LaHalacha, it does not have to be done in front of witnesses. Ha'isha Sha'amri is Kabbalah Gitiv, Tzricha Shteki Te'edim. And now the Mishnah says, not one, but two pairs of witnesses. Two pairs. So the Gemara goes. The Mishnah goes on to explain. Shnaim she'omrim befaneinu amra. So two to say that the shliach was appointed in front of us. The mean we hashlichus has to be done in front of two witnesses. Ushnaim she'omrim befaneinu kibal v'kara. And then two to say that she received it and it was torn up. Okay, we're going to discuss later on this morning why the tearing. Now, even though we said two sets of witnesses, they don't literally have to be two different set of witnesses. You can have the same pair of witnesses effectively be there for the minu hashlichos and for the kabbalah saget. It could be the same pair of witnesses. It's just, all we're saying is that there has to be edus for both the minui and for the Kabbalah Saget. Or the Mishnah says you can get away with three witnesses, meaning two witnesses for the Minu Eshlichus, and then one of those two also being there present for the Kabbalah Saget together with somebody else. That also would work as well. The truth of the matter is it's hard to understand what the chiddush is over there. Once we know that two can double for both the Minui and the Kabbalah, so this isn't much of a chiddush. Okay, but anyway, Itmar. Okay, from here until the next Mishnah, on Samach Dal Amud Beis, we're going to be discussing issues of ne'manus, credibility. Itmar bala amar lepigadon v'shlish amar legerishin. Right now, where's the get? The get's in a third party. The get right now is not in the hands of the husband. The husband already commissioned somebody to write the get. And the get is not in the hands of the woman. The get right now is in a third party. It's in what's called a shlish. Right? The Hebrew English is the same. In English, we use the term third party. In the Gemara, they use the term shlish. Okay? Almost identical. So, Baal Omer lepikadon v'shlish Omer legerishin. Now, here we have a standoff between the husband and the shlish. The husband, now, the get is actually right now in the hands of the shlish. The husband says, I gave it to the shlish, admittedly. It's kind of hard to refute that. It's not in my hands anymore. But I gave it to him as a pikadon. I just told them to hold it. That's all I wanted him to do. Okay, and he says legerishin, and he says, I don't know what that man is talking about right now. I was given to me with the mission and the express purpose of delivering it over to the wife. Me Naaman, of these two now, who is believed? Rav Huna Amar, Baal Naaman. Rav Huna is of the opinion that the husband
to get right now,
in the hands of the shlish.
So the Baal can always be
Baal. Just wait 1 second. Let's hear the Gemara first. Okay, Rav Huna Amar Baal Naaman. So Rav Huna says that the husband's going to be Naaman. Rav Chista Amar Shlish Naaman. Rav Chista is of the opinion that the shlish is going to be Naaman. Now, what are the svaras behind each position? Rav Huna Amar Baal Naaman Dimisa de la Gerishin Yave Neale Lidi De Hava Yahiv Le. I'm sorry, Lidi. Important correction. Lidi Da Hava Yahiv Le Niala. Now the husband's of the opinion that look. Let me say that again. Rav Huna's of the opinion that we're going to believe the husband, because the husband, if he wanted to give a divorce to his wife, what he would have done is he would have taken the get and he would have handed it over to his wife. The fact that he's saying now, the husband, that I handed it over to a third party as just a simple custodian, I wanted him to watch it and do nothing other than watch it, it means by definition that the husband is believed, because if he wanted to deliver as a get, he would have handed it directly to her. Rav Chista Amar, Shlish Neman. Rav Chista is of the opinion that no, the Shlish is going to be believed. Why? Daha Hemne. Because let's consider, where's the get right now? In the hands of the Shlish. What does that say about the relationship between the husband and the Shlish? The husband trusted the Shlish. He handed the document, this very important document, he handed over to the Shlish. That means that he entrusted, I'm using that word almost literally now, he entrusted the Shlish with his get. By saying entrusted, it means he actually said, it's yours to do with what you want, and I trust you, in this case, even to the exclusion of me. Meaning, now, according to Rav Chista, if the Shlish says, it was given to me for the purpose of Gerushim, we're going to believe him, even at the expense of negating what the husband says. Okay, an important contextual point over here made by Tosfos. Tosfos says, this goes to your point. Tosfos says, wait 1 second. Right, we're going to go back almost a month and a half ago. No, 2 months ago, to the beginning of the Masechta. And we spent a lot of time in the beginning of the Masechta talking about Befanenechtam. And we said, and what happens, what's the purpose of doing that? Once Shliach says Befanenechtam, so then the husband cannot come and the husband cannot protest. Because what we learned is that without the Shliach saying Befanenechtam, the husband can come, he can protest, and his protest is going to be heard. What just happened? Over here, the husband is saying, I did not hand the get over to the shlish as a get, only as a pikadon. And there's an opinion in our Gemara right now that says, we don't believe the husband. What do you mean you don't believe the husband? Isn't the husband always going to have ultimate credibility? Tosfos writes, V'im Tomer. Imkein tap tosus. Maho ilu chachamim de takalomar befanenechtam befanenechtam. Mishim diasli baal ma'ara lomashke chinan bay. Akati yar shayomar lepakar nasati. Ve'ide ika edim diavin legerishin hasam lo be'inim befanenechtav. So, Tosa says, why can't we just make the argument that we're making right now in our Gemara, where the husband could say, hey, I know I gave it to the shliach, I only gave it to him as a pikadon. And according to Rav Huna, the husband's going to be believed. So what's the difference between the first two prakim of our Masechta and what we're learning right now? V'yesh lamar. Tosa says an important contextual distinction. And that is, d'lo mehemen ela b'shashloshtam bi'ir. D'shayach haitayma d'lididei hava yahiv lei. So the Tosa says, look, our entire discussion over here is where? The husband, the wife, and the shlish are all living within the same community. As opposed to what we learned earlier in the first two parakim of the Masechta, where there was a delivery of the get, and befanenechtam, and the husband it's there to block any protest by the husband. That's because delivery over there was a trans transportation. It was, as they say, transatlantic. It was an international delivery. So there, once we say b'fanechtam, now we just basically mute the husband. But there was a delivery of the get. Here, it's true, it was a delivery, but it wasn't delivery because the husband lived so far away. The husband was right here as well. And so now you have the arguments in play, where, according to Rav Huna, we believe the husband. Why do we believe the husband? If he wanted to give the get to his wife, he could have just gone next door, knocked on the door, and said, here. By virtue of the fact that him and his wife are living in the same town, so Rav Huna says, now his argument of, I only gave it to this guy, this third party, just to hold it, it's a pretty credible argument. And still, in this case, Rav Chis is going to say, wait 1 second. If the husband is giving it to the shlish, he's entrusting the shlish, which means he's entrusting the shlish. He's going to be giving the shlish more credibility than even himself. Okay, Mace of Rab Abba, we're back to the Gemara. Hoda'az baldin kemeya edim dami. Vishlish nema mishneyem. The admission of a principal party. One says, you know what, yes, I owe you money. We believe him. And we believe him as much as 100 witnesses. And shlish nema mishneim. And on top of that, even more credible than the baldavar is the actual shlish himself. Ketzad, zeh omar kach vezeh omar kach shlish neman. So if one party, if the Tohen says one thing and the Nitan says another thing, and the Baal HaDvarim are arguing with one another, and the shlish says, wait 1 second, I'm holding the money. Let me tell you what I think is correct. Shlish neman. The shlish is believed above even both of them. So shani mamon diyayv lemechila. The Gemara says, yeah, but that's a mamonos case. By mamonos, the shlish is holding the money, and also by mamonos there can always be a position of mechila. So money is fungible. So the Gemara says, so there we're going to believe the shlish. So the Gemara says, yeah, but we have another brisa. The brisa says, and the same thing would be true by get. So the Gemara says, no, gite mamon. The Gemara says, no. Get over there, like we discussed in the beginning of the Masechta. Get just simply means a document. There the brisa, when it says gitin, it means gite mamon. So the Gemara says, yeah, but I have another brisa that says v'chein l'shtaros. So midi gabe hadad etanya, the Gemara says there are two different brisas. One brisa says v'chein l'gitin, the other brisa says v'chein l'shtaros, but it's the same point. Next, Tanan. Ha'isha shamar iskava l'giti, sricha shtei kiti edem shayim shayim b'faneinu amra, v'shayim shayim b'faneinu kibal v'kara. Our Mishnah taught us what? That a woman to set up a shliach l'kabbalah has to have a witness for Eidos for Minui and Eidos for Kabbalah. So the Gemara says, now why? Shouldn't we believe the Shlish? The Gemara says, no. An important distinction. No. You know when we believe the Shlish? When he's physically holding the get. Then we believe the Shlish. Once the get is no longer hands on the Shlish, his credibility is gone. So the Gemara says, okay, very good. So the Gemara says, now I understand that we need Eidos for the Minui. We need Eidos for the Kabbalah as well. So Amarav, Amani, Rebbe Elazar, Yudam, Eidem, Mestir, Karte. The Gemara says, absolutely. Because our Mishnah is subscribing to the opinion of Rebbe Elazar. Again, one of the biggest themes throughout our Masechta was actually creating the krisus between the husband and wife. Rebbe Elazar is Eidem, Mestir, Karte. You need the seed, the Mesira, from the husband to her, that is what creates a krisus. So therefore, the krisus is effectively, the mesira is what's effectively creating the krisus between husband and wife. I need Adam to see the krisus, because our mission is going like Rebbe Elazar. Karolamali. And finally, the last point on this discussion, the krias I get. What is that? I need Eidos to tell me about the Minui HaShlichus. I need Eidos to tell me that she received it or her Shlich received it. And I need Eidos to tell me that the get was torn up. What? Where did that come from? That's totally out of left field. I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav. Bishas Hagzera Shanu. So the Gemara says, okay, there was a historical period of time where there was a decree. I don't know historically when to put it, but it was during the Mishnah, so I assume it's a Roman decree. So a Roman decree of not doing mitzvahs, including mitzvahs gittin. And so therefore, we didn't want any evidence that a get was delivered. So we, on one hand, we need the get delivered in order for it to be divorced. On the other hand, we don't want physical evidence that there was a get. So it was torn up. And so that was the description of the Kriyas HaGet that's being described in our Mishnah. Amar Rabba. Omoda Rav Huna di Amra Ili Didi Amar Li Shlish De Legerishun Yavini Ale Mehemna. Now, Rabba makes the following statement, and that is, now I know Rav Huna in the beginning of our sugya said that we believe the husband. Again, let's go over. Right now, the get is not in the hands of the husband, it's not in the hands of the wife, it's in the hand of a third party. And the husband says, I gave it to the third party just because he's a custodian, just for safekeeping, and that's it. So, now the halacha falls like Rav Chista, where as long as the shlish is holding the get, we believe the shlish. But Rab is going to teach us that even according to Rav Huna, we're going to believe the shlish in the following scenario. E amra ihi lididi amra li shlish delegerishin yahavini ale. If she says that the shlish told me that it was given to him for the purposes of delivery, mehemna, we're going to believe. Mi ikamidi de shlish gufe la mehemen vi'i mehemna, because it would then result in an impossible situation where we're not going to believe the shlish, but we're going to believe her. The Gemara says it can't be. Ela I, I'm sorry. Mi ikamidi de shlish gufe la mehemna I mehemna. Sorry, let me present this better. The Gemara is now asking a question. So the Gemara says, well, that's strange. The shlish himself is not going to be believed, but she's going to be believed. Ela. I amra kama didi legerishin yavini ale mehemna. So the Gemara says no. In the scenario where Rav Huna will agree is in the following circumstance, where she claims that she was there when the get was handed over to the third party, and she's saying that in front of me the husband said that this is for the purposes of delivery of the get. Why? Migu di bai amra lidida yahavini ale baal. Because she has a migu, and her migu could be that she says that the get was actually delivered to her. So,
where is the get now?
Yeah, where is the get now?
Right.
She has it? How can she believe?
Or the get is just simply not, it's in a situation where it's not there, so then she would be believed.
Could be torn up.
Right, could be torn up. Fine. Okay. Bala mar legerishim, vishlish mar legerishim. Okay, now, one more case that we're going to finish up for today. And that is the following. Let's say the husband says that I gave it to the third party for the purpose of gerushin. Let's say the shlish himself agrees. And v'hiel meres nasan liva avad. And she says, well, I'll tell you what. all is good. The only problem is, I don't know where the get is anymore. Amrav Yochanan have davish be'erva ve'in davish be'erva pachus mishnayim. So the Gemara says, under these circumstances, it's a davish be'erva. You need two witnesses in order to effectively say that she received the get. And right now you don't have that, and that leads to a problem. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. Ve'amai. Ve'lehemne lishlish. So the Gemara says, first of all, number of questions. So question number one. Why don't we believe the shlish? Didn't Rav Chista earlier say that we believe the shlish? So why don't we believe him? So mi kanafe gita mitusi yadei, de lehemne. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you the problem over there. We only believe the shlish as long as he's holding the get. He doesn't have the get right anymore. So we don't believe him. Velehemne lebaal, de amar, Rav Chiya bar Avin amar, Rav Yochan baal shamar girash yisishti ne'eman. So the Gemara says, well, why don't we believe the husband? The husband who says that he effectively divorces his wife, he's believed even without any documentation. Mi ka'amar gerashti. So the Gemara says, yeah, but the husband cannot say, I divorced my wife. The best thing he could say is, hey, I handed over the get to a third party. Okay, so we don't know. He cannot say, I divorced my wife. So the Gemara says, okay, I'll ask you a third question. Don't we have a general assumption throughout halacha that when the shliach is commissioned to do something, he did exactly what he was commissioned to do? So the Gemara says, let's say, this case is fantastic. Let's say a man goes over to shliach and says, look, I want to get married and I really don't care who it is. Look, I'm very easygoing. I'll give you my profile. And I'll tell you what, here's the money, go out and get me a wife. It's really simple. Just, it could be anybody. I don't care. So, umes, and under the umes lucho, and then after the shliach was given the money and commissioned to go and find a woman, and we now don't know what happened, Also b'chol anashim shebaolam, this man cannot marry any woman anymore in this world. Because we have a general presumption that the shliach did exactly what he was supposed to do. For a minute, let's just sit on this case for a moment and just articulate some of the points over here. Why can't he marry anyone he wants? Because I'll tell you why.
Right.
Because I know, right? Isn't it strange? Because he can have three.
Right.
He can have ten. Okay. Here's the problem. The problem is that if, let's say, he decides, okay, I know I'm married to a woman out there in the world, so I don't know who she is. Okay? And I assume the shliach did what he did. But the woman that I'm going to marry could be a sister of my arusa. And that's aser. Now, for all of you who are thinking to yourselves, that's really unlikely. And we have a principle throughout halacha known as rov. And isn't, right, don't we work with the statistical probabilities in halacha? The answer, of course, is yes. Tosos, in fact, is bothered by this. Tosos is only led to the conclusion, the bottom Tosos in the Amud, this is a kenas. This isn't operating under the norms of halacha. The norms of halacha would dictate that chances are the woman that he decides to marry after the whole shlichus incident is not going to be a relative of the woman that he's actually married to. Even if we assume the shlich did his shlichus. But the chachamim were so annoyed with this guy that Tosos says that. The Chachamim were so annoyed with this guy that he's so flippant about who he's going to marry. So the Chachamim basically said, we're going to cancel you and you cannot marry anyone anymore. But even though Tosos' conclusion, in other words, is good, it only begs the next question. Well, if it's a kanas, how does it prove the point that shliachos or shlichuso?
Right.
Ultimately, isn't it a kanas? So to that, Tosos says no. I mean, yes and no. Meaning, the only way the chachamim would make a kanas is only under the assumption that shliachos or shlichuso. Meaning, if that wasn't even the starting point, so then even the chachamim wouldn't make such a kanas. Let's finish up. The Gemara says, now we're on the top of Samach Dal Amud Beis. Yes, it's true that we have a general presumption that Shlechos is Shlechuso. But that's only under the circumstances where we're going to be Machmer. Like the case we just articulated. Avalakula lo. But not in the case of Kula, meaning not assuming that a woman got divorced. So, the husband we're not going to believe because even though he's believed when he says he divorces her, he didn't. The only thing he did was give it to the shliach. The shliach himself is not. What about the fact that the shliach does his shlichus? The assumption that's only lechomer, not lekula. Now, v'lehemne ledida. One more question to finish up this whole discussion. Shouldn't she be believed? Mid Rav Hamanuna, Damer Rav Hamanuna, Aisha Shamar Labala Gerashti, Gerashtani, Ne'emenet Chazaka in Hashem Meisa Paneh Bifnei Baala. We have another halacha, and that is if a woman looks at her ex-husband right in the eye and says, "You divorced me."
She won't be brave enough to say it.
She would not be chutzpah dick enough to say that in front of her husband unless it were true. That's a chazaka. So the Gemara says, "Hani mila hechad aleka deka mesayela." Ava hech de mesayela meiza meiza. The Gemara says, yes, we generally assume that a woman doesn't have that much chutzpah. However, if she's emboldened, and why would she be emboldened over here? I'll give you two good reasons. The husband says, I wrote the get. There's a shliach who says, I delivered the get. So now, where's the actual get itself? We don't know. Did you get it? No. Do you have witnesses that say you got it? Again, no. But I got it. And she's emboldened now because there are two other people that she can rely on. So under these circumstances, she loses her credibility because she no longer has that chazaka of Ein Isha Me'iza Bifanah. Okay, let's stop over here. Tomorrow, pick up with the Mishnah.